Sweep of a series, but more importantly, getting a win.
Yeah, for sure. I think you said it well there. I think you know, we found ways to win. It wasn't easy, and we knew, you know, a lot of times in the third game of a series, it's never easy because, you know, you're running out of sometimes pitching, and you get deep into your bullpen and some of that stuff. But, you know, I like the way we responded when things didn't go our way. I like how we responded early in the game. I like how we responded at the end of the game. So we did a lot of things that winning baseball clubs do, so it was great to see.
One thing you've been able to do all season, it seems like, is you're able to have an answer. They score the first run of the game, they score a run in the fourth, and then you come back and all you do is score five runs in the bottom of the inning, and you build that lead 5-1. It all started with let's see here, Headley had a single, then after a strikeout he had a two-run home run by Dykoff, and that seemed to really get you fired up.
Yeah, you're right, we really do have an answer. It's been like that the whole year. I remember in Florida the same thing. We played some really good teams in Florida, and we there was always something that we did, whether it was on the mound or offensively. We just always have an answer, and that's a great attribute to have as a baseball team. I think it's a character thing, and I think guys that don't like to back down, and the guys like the challenge, and we've done it. And it's not just one or two guys either. It's the whole team, 1 through 9, that have done their job and stepped up at different times during the course of the season.
Then in the fifth inning, you're able to add four more runs. And again, this was all with two outs. You had Hebel reached on a fielder's choice, and then Sen struck out but was able to reach on a wild pitch. Wentzlaff walked, and then a grand slam for Cody Miller, and what a big swing for him.
Oh boy, you know, he had been struggling, you know, leading up to this. I think he struck out 7 times yesterday or something like that, but he came to early work today, and he was bound and determined to fix his swing a little bit and his approach, and he did that. And he was the first one here this morning hitting balls when it was really, really cold. And you got to give him a lot of credit, though. He came up with a couple big hits for us, and for a kid that was struggling, and then to find it today, I think that just shows you, you know, some of his character traits as far as his work ethic and his determination and desire to do whatever it takes for the team. And he's 100% team guy. He's a tough guy, and he'll do whatever it takes to get the job done. He did that today.
And, oh, by the way, he hits a 2-run home run in his next at-bat, so I'd say he's out of the slump.
Yeah, he is, and both opposite field. He's staying on pitches, and that's been his biggest issue is, you know, they were throwing him a lot of off-speed stuff, but he made the adjustment, and, you know, he got the barrel to the bat and stayed in the big part of the field and was able to get not only one but 2 home runs. So I couldn't be happier for the kid. He deserves everything he got today.
You were leading 9-1, and Duluth was able to score 8 runs in the top half of the 6th inning, and give them credit, they were hitting the ball. They had 8 hits in a row, and they had a home run mixed in there as well, and they were able to tie it up at 9 apiece. But again, you, as you're able to do all season long, you have an answer. You bring in Weber, he comes in, pitches outstanding, boy, that was huge. And then he also had some great defensive plays as well.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I think they scored 9 runs without us getting a run or an out. So for him to come in and do what he did for 6 outs, it was a lift we needed. That may have been the biggest piece of the game right there, because we couldn't seem to get anybody out. And then he comes in and gets 3 outs, and then gets the next 3 outs too to throw 2 zeros up, which we need. And you know, I've never seen him that excited in the dugout. He's usually a laid-back kid and doesn't get too excited about anything. But to see his reaction when he got his 6th and final out, you know, that's what this game's all about. And let's not forget about the other two that followed him. They both worked an inning yesterday, and they had to come back and throw up a couple zeros, and they did that too, both Nate Grassgard and Eddie. So the bullpen came through for us when we needed it.
Yeah, you had your last 3 pitchers. They pitched a combined, 4 innings, and they each strike out 2 apiece. I mean, that's huge. But let's go back to the 6th inning where all of a sudden they score 8 runs in the top of the 6th. You come back. Your leadoff batter, Sawyer Satrum, gets a double. Then after an out, he comes in to score on a Giefer single, and again, you get that the defense, you bring in your pitcher, able to get some big outs there, gives a spark. The offense gets the run to get that lead back, and then you held on for it the rest of the way. But again, throughout the lineup, you're just making great plays.
And that was a big run, right, after they scored nine in that inning. And like you said, we always have an answer, and that was the answer. We don't always need to hit and score three or four, or sometimes you just need to score one. And then we were able to add on, too, in the seventh and eighth innings. And those are critical junctures of the game. When they scored that big inning, we just came back and punched them back in the mouth. You know, they punched us, we punched them, and then our bullpen guys did the job down the stretch.
How you get the win 13-9? You find offensively had some great at bats, but defensively, boy, oh, there's some great plays, diving catches, and your pitchers were outstanding. Miller at catcher was outstanding again, and just an all around team effort once again.
Yeah, you know, and this is probably by number at least the fielding percentage of our best defensive team. So. You know, we made some errors yesterday in that second game, but we've been pretty fundamentally sound defensively. And like you said, we made some great plays, too. Danny Wenzloff with that catch in right, and Mitch Goodwin made a nice catch in at shortstop. And there's others, too. But when it comes right down to it, simple wins, you know. And fundamentally, you know, taking advantage of some walks and their errors and playing fundamentally sound baseball, not making stupid errors on the base pass, you know, getting your pitch to hit and commanding the baseball on the mound. I mean, that's the recipe for success, and we've done that well this year.
Overall thoughts, you get the three-game sweep. You move into third place, a half a game ahead of St. Cloud State. And as we said, your last six games are all big games, and now your final five all big games. And you have a whole lot to play for here in these final games.
It's not easy to get a sweep in the NSIC. It just is not easy. You know, most of the teams, you've got to do almost all the teams. You got to do what it takes to. You got to have a winning attitude and do whatever it takes to win. And so to get a sweep here over a Duluth team, I think that says a lot about our guys and finding ways to win, different ways to win. And I'm just happy where we are right now. I think we all want the same thing as far as our team goes, the coaches, players, trainer, red shirts. Everybody wants the same thing. They just want us to get better each and every day and do whatever it takes to play at a championship standard. And I like where we are right now. Obviously, the big part of our season is still yet to come. But I wouldn't count our team out, Chris. We're going to do whatever it takes to you know, get it to the next level, and I think we're playing to a championship standard right now. But we still have a ways to go with some things, and we got to shore some things up and still make improvements. But you know, if our want and desire and hard work, you know, where it's been here the first 12 weeks of the season, I like where the last few weeks could go.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and you're going to be at home two more games on Tuesday against Mary. Then you hit the road for the final three games of the regular season at Aberdeen against Northern State. And wish you best of luck. And we'll be carrying the playoff game. So hopefully we're in Minot for a long time.
Yeah, you know, it's just one game at a time, one pitch at a time. Let's just try to win the next pitch and then go from there. But I like where we are, like I said, and if we can continue to get better, sky's the limit for this team. And appreciate the coverage, though. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. That is Coach Steve Guss joining us here in the post-game show. We thank him. Always gracious. And if you're looking for something.